to history-making news in our state this weekend.
By the authority vested in me by the great state of Michigan, I now pronounce you married.
That was Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram performing Michigan's first legal same-sex wedding early Saturday morning. More than 300 gay and lesbian couples were married on Saturday, but now they're watching to see what a federal appeals court might do this week. That's because after Friday's decision that the state's same-sex marriage ban was unconstitutional, the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals called a halt to any more weddings. Lawyers challenging the Michigan Marriage Amendment have until noon tomorrow to file their arguments on why a stay should be lifted by the appeals court. Jean Durkowski got married to her partner on Saturday. She says no matter what happens, the fact that they have a marriage certificate in hand matters.
They're certainly going to put it in limbo, but no, they can't take that away.
Well, Rick Pluta has been extensively covering the gay marriage trial, everything that happened this weekend. He is, of course, the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network and my co-host of It's Just Politics. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Zoe.
So what a weekend. Bring us up to date.
What a weekend.
Where do things stand right now?
Well, basically, everything right now is on hold since the Sixth Circuit issued its stay. The attorneys who are fighting the same-sex marriage ban have until noon tomorrow, as you pointed out, to file their case on why that stay should be lifted and marriages should be allowed to continue. But there is this question still about everyone, every same-sex couple that got married on Saturday, this past Saturday, and that is, what is their status? Are they married? Are they not married? Are they just not married yet, and they may even well be, well, kind of married in the eyes of the law?
Okay, and what are we hearing? Let's begin with Governor Snyder.
Well, what Governor Snyder is saying, what his office is saying, his spokespeople, is that because the situation is still confusing and that there is a stay, that he is just going to wait before making a decision on whether or not to recognize those marriages that were performed over the weekend, which means, as a practical matter, that for the moment, the state is not recognizing those marriages. And so if, for example, those couples wanted to start proceedings to adopt children, they're going to have to wait.
Okay, the folks who say, hey, we want to keep marrying people, who believe that the state's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional, what are we hearing from them?
Well, certainly they are going to ask the Sixth Circuit tomorrow to lift the stay and allow the marriages to continue. And just this morning, Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram and East Lansing Mayor Nathan Triplett, they asked the U.S. Justice Department, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, to recognize the marriages performed over the weekend. So that would at least confer federal rights on those couples. And that's what happened, for example, in Utah when marriages were suspended there by the courts, that the Justice Department stepped in and said, but we're going to recognize the couples that have already been married. And so that'll allow them to say, well, for example, they could now, if Eric Holder recognizes them, they can jointly file their federal tax returns if they want to do that.
How likely is it that we'll hear from Eric Holder?
Well, that is what Eric Holder did in the case of Utah when they had sort of a similar situation, that there was a window where marriages were performed. And the Justice Department has said that they're looking at the situation and they're taking the request into consideration. And there is something else, that we do actually have same-sex couples living in Michigan whose marriages are recognized by the federal government because they were married in states that allow same-sex marriages, and Uncle Sam recognizes those marriages regardless of where the couple actually lives.
Sure. In fact, we just saw a ruling in Kentucky, for example, that state must recognize marriages, same-sex marriages that happened out of state.
Right. That was a federal court decision that's also being appealed.
So, Rick, let's turn our attention to the election, actually, that's now about 8 months away. And this interesting fact today that Bill Schuette is in the headlines appealing this decision, but also today is formally launching his campaign for re-election as attorney general. Coincidence? How did this all happen?
I think it was something of a coincidence, although if they had wanted to change their schedule, you know, last week when they knew this was coming down, they certainly could have. And why not? You know, in for a penny, in for a pound, that his name is in the headlines anyway. So, you know, why not tour the state and let people know officially that you're running again?
But isn't there this idea that people are just going to be talking about the gay marriage ban when what he wants to talk about is, say, his campaign slogan, A Voice for Victims? I mean, he really is out front. People have put the spotlight on him sort of being the one, the person in the state who's saying, no, 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 stop these gay marriages from happening.
Sure. And he is trying to talk about a whole host of things besides the same-sex marriage case, but it's just the 900-pound gorilla that you can't not look at it, you can't not talk about it. And, you know, he's doing this, you know, at the same time that, you know, the newspapers and the internet are filled with, you know, these really emotionally engaging pictures of people who got married over the weekend. And, you know, we know that public opinion seems to be turning in the direction of more and more people supporting same-sex marriage. But, you know, he's staked out his position on this, and I guess I just don't see what political benefit he would derive at this juncture from changing course on that.
Well, let's talk about changing course in the context of Governor Rick Snyder also running for re-election. You know, you and I have talked in the past about just how official he is against same-sex marriage. Is that a real opinion he has? What is his opinion on same-sex marriage? How does this case, do you think, change that and change how he runs as a governor against same-sex marriage in the next 8 months?
This is something he does not want to talk about. He would like this election to be about the economy, about what he's done with taxes, about what he's done with Detroit. And he just can't avoid it that the governor said when he was running the first time that he, you know, said that he's for civil unions. And then, but on the issue of same-sex marriage, he's sort of pronounced himself agnostic, said that it's not one of his priorities, that he's really a governor who's all about the economy and not these social questions, and would really just like to change the subject.
But will he be able to get away with that stance over the next 8 months? I mean, this seems like an issue now that is front and center. Is he going to be able to campaign until November by just saying, I'd rather not discuss same-sex marriage in Michigan?
Will he be able to get away with not talking about it? Probably not. But what he's going to hope is that, you know, what people are actually making their decision on, you know, that it's not going to be based on these social issues, but on his handling of the economy or his perceived handling of the economy, mm-hmm. Especially if things continue to improve.
So, Rick, what should we be watching for before noon tomorrow when these briefs are meant to be filed?
Really, not a whole lot. Certainly you're going to see, particularly on the side of folks who are opposed to the ban on same-sex marriage, that they're going to be banging the drum, that they're going to say, do something to recognize, you know, these 300 people who got married, legally married,
right,
during that window over the weekend. But really, we're just waiting to see what happens sometime after, you know, after noon tomorrow.
And then do we have any idea when we'll hear from the Sixth Circuit Court?
Well, you know, this temporary stay is supposed to expire Wednesday, and so we expect that they would act before then. But in terms of a final decision, that could play out over weeks or even months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network and my co-host of It's Just Politics. Thanks for filling us in, Rick.
So glad to be here with you.